Hello, welcome and kumustan. Thank you for joining me. This is Pal, your occupational therapist, and this is OT Conversations. And in this episode, we'll be talking about some things about neurology. So I have with me some of these little strips, and I'm going to start talking to you about them. Hopefully you learn a little something. So let's see what's happening now. Pathological reflexes. We're talking about Babinski, Moro, sucking, rooting, bite reflex, and then grasp reflexes. So pathological reflexes are reflexes that are normal from birth and at the early stages of life. But then after a while, once it persists, then it becomes a problem and it is basically a pathological reflex or reflexes that should not be there. What are they? Babinski reflex. So a Babinski reflex is an indication that there is something wrong with the control of your central nervous system. So what you do is you stimulate. So if this is the foot, and then you go from the ball of the foot or the heel down to the side and then going to the big toe like that. So you will do a little scrape and the response is that there would be a thumb extension and then there's a flaring of the toes. So that would be a Babinski reflex. When that happens, say you're in critical care, you go over and see some of patients just, and if they're asleep, so just go and check that one. And if you can see that the Babinski reflex is present, then that means that it is the person is acting more on the primitive level and it's more reflexive. That means that the higher brain function is not there. And that is the Babinski reflex. The other one that you will keep an eye on is a sucking reflex. So a suck reflex is naturally normal for children because once you stimulate, the stimulation here is anything that goes through the mouth of the child, and then normally the child would suck, like a sucking reflex. So anything they put in the mouth, they would suck. And this is more for survival, and it's very normal during childbirth and at the very young age. But for grown-ups and for people in critical care, you put something in the mouth and they start to suck it, then that is actually not good. That is a pathological reflex. Rooting reflex. A root reflex is the stimulus is more on the cheek. And when you stimulate the cheek, there is a tendency to move the head toward the cheek and as if the child is rooting. Again, this is normal during the early stages of infancy for survival. So if the child's cheek is stimulated by the nipple of the mother, then they tend to just root, then they'll do the sucking. So you can see it's very normal for children, but for grown-ups, once it's there and you see that in critical care, then it is not normal. The other one is bite reflex. A bite reflex is one of those oral motor reflexes. Again, primitive. It is usually normal, but what happens is when you put something in the mouth, then the tendency is the person would bite the thing that you put in the mouth. So there is a clenching to a degree where they'd be biting. Is this normal? No, when they're in critical care. How would you observe this? Sometimes I've picked up on some therapists and they're saying that they don't like their teeth being brushed because they are clenching their mouth or they're not doing anything. In fact, what you're seeing is a primitive reflex that is called bite reflex. And so when you're doing some tongue depression and when you're moving the tongue and you're cleaning the tongue, there is an increased clenching of the teeth to a degree that it would bite. You have to be very careful for people like this or for patients, if you have patient who has this problem, because you put your finger in there, they will bite and they will not let go. It's going to be a problem and you don't want that. That's bite reflex. The last of the reflexes that is here in this little neuro strip is grasp reflex. So a grasp reflex, the stimulation here is the pulling of the fingers. And when you pull the fingers, the hand just naturally grasps itself. So again, normal in infancy. As you can see, the children, you have to stimulate the hand. And once their hand is on your finger as a child, the more you pull your finger off the hand, the more it grasps. So it's amazing. And it's such a wonderful feeling when you have that and when you feel that during infancy to a child. So that's really such a wonderful feeling. But for grown-ups, that should not happen. Again, these are signs that the head is not functioning at a full level and that the person is on a primitive level. So there you go, guys. Those are the pathological reflexes. Little neuro stuff. Until next time, bye.